Chapter 1 of the Emerald City of Oz. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Phil Chenever. The Emerald City of Oz by Frank L. Baum. Chapter 1. How the Nome King Became Angry. The Nome King was in an angry mood, and at such times he was very disagreeable. Everyone kept away from him, even his chief steward, Kaliko. Therefore the king stormed and raved all by himself, walking up and down in his jewel-studded cavern, and getting angrier all the time. Then he remembered that it was no fun being angry, unless he had someone to frighten and make miserable, and he rushed to his big gong and made it clatter as loud as he could. In came the chief steward, trying not to show the Nome King how frightened he was.
"Send the chief counselor here!" shouted the angry monarch.
Kaliko ran out as fast as his spindle legs could carry his fat round body, and soon the chief counselor entered the cavern.
The king scowled and said to him, "I'm in great trouble over the loss of my magic belt. Every little while I want to do something magical, and find I can't, because the belt is gone. That makes me angry, and when I'm angry, I can't have a good time. Now, what do you advise?"
"Some people," said the chief counselor, "enjoy getting angry."
"But not all the time," declared the king. "To be angry once in a while is really good fun, because it makes others so miserable. But to be angry morning, noon, and night, as I am, grows monotonous, and prevents my gaining any other pleasure in life. Now, what do you advise?"
"Why, if you are angry because you want to do magical things and can't, and if you don't want to get angry at all, my advice is not to want to do magical things."
Hearing this, the king glared at his counselor with a furious expression, and tugged at his own long white whiskers until he pulled them so hard that he yelled with pain.
"You are a fool!" he exclaimed. "I share that honor with your majesty," said the chief counselor.
The king roared with rage and stamped his foot. "Ho there, my guards!" he cried. "Ho" is a royal way of saying "come here." So when the guards had hoed, the king said to them, "Take this chief counselor and throw him away."
Then the guards took the chief counselor and bound him with chains to prevent his struggling and threw him away. And the king paced up and down his cavern, more angry than before. Finally, he rushed to his big gong and made it clatter like a fire alarm. Kaliko appeared again, trembling and white with fear.
"Fetch my pipe!" yelled the king.
"Your pipe is already here, your majesty," replied Kaliko.
"Then get my tobacco," roared the king.
"The tobacco is in your pipe, your majesty," returned the steward.
"Then bring a live coal from the furnace," commanded the king.
"The tobacco is lighted, and your majesty is already smoking your pipe," answered the steward.
"Why, so I am," said the king, who had forgotten this fact. "But you are very rude to remind me of it."
"I am a low-born, miserable villain," declared the chief steward humbly.
The Nome King could think of nothing to say next, so he puffed away at his pipe and paced up and down the room. Finally, he remembered how angry he was and cried out,
"What do you mean, Kaliko, by being so contented when your monarch is unhappy?"
"What makes you unhappy?" asked the steward.
"I've lost my magic belt. A little girl named Dorothy, who was here with Ozma of Oz, stole my belt and carried it away with her," said the king, grinding his teeth with rage.
"She captured it in a fair fight," Kaliko ventured to say.
"But I want it. I must have it. Half my power is gone with that belt," roared the king.
"You will have to go to the Land of Oz to recover it, and your majesty can't get to the Land of Oz in any possible way," said the steward, yawning because he had been on duty 96 hours and was sleepy.
"Why not?" asked the king.
"Because there is a deadly desert all around that fairy country, which no one is able to cross. You know that fact as well as—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?